Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
We're going to, if you have your Bibles or your iPhones or iPads, we'll go to Luke chapter 2, the classic story of Christmas, but we're going to, every Christmas, it is awesome to be able to focus on this wonderful Christmas story. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. See, here it's put, there is a specific time in history, and we can go back to the old history manuscripts, and there it says at this certain time. And how about that?
Yeah.
That it was, this was the man who was governing Syria, which was part of all that territory. That was the Middle East. That was part of the Bible history. We read about these cities. And isn't that amazing that two, three days ago, the news came out again. The U.S. forces will be determined to stay in Syria for the foreseeable future so that they can help maintain peace there. So Syria is still in the news. That's quite something. And, of course, Israel. And but this is a specific event. The book of Luke, or the writer Luke, the apostle, gives exact time in the history. So Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth. By the way, we are planning right now, so some of you here and those watching us on the web, that we are, things are being set. We are already committed to take some pilgrims to Israel next year. So we plan to go to the Galilee. That's one of my fun journeys. Start planning on, husbands, give your wife a special gift, saying, this is my Christmas gift. I'm going to take you, honey, to Jerusalem. Few men get to do that. Immediately after we married, the second year, first year for our marriage, at the end of it.
That's true. We were in Israel with Derek.
Yeah.
And some of us, together with Derek and Don Basham, actually climbed Masada.
Yeah. And some of us did even higher level of faith.
Eat St. Peter's fish.
St. Peter's fish.
Yes, that's true.
That was the worst tasting thing I've ever eaten yet in my life. Because Derek Prince, my wonderful teacher and mentor, said to me, the custom when you first come to Israel, you must eat the eyeballs of St. Peter's fish. It was on the Galilee. And I was stupid enough to believe, oh yes. It literally took it out and ate it. And lemon wipes were coming out.
So gross.
And I would wipe my tongue the rest of the week. The taste wouldn't go away. So we could eat St. Peter's fish next year in Jerusalem. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth. Say Nazareth.
Nazareth.
Into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. Manger is not a baby carriage. Yeah. Babe, the manger means it's a little trough that carries straw for animals to eat. So the little baby Jesus was put in a trough which fed the animals.
And most likely, in spite of the influence of the Italian Renaissance artists, most likely it was a cave in the side of a hill, which was typically one of the places where the animals would shelter and, you know, the shepherds or whatever would take their animals. So most likely the whole setting wasn't a little barn or, you know, one of these creches that we typically see, but it was a cold cave in the side of a mountain.
They could have made little fires there.
Mahesh, no. I see that look in your eye. Stay on track.
Okay.
He's got his notes written in red and green ink today. Yeah, he's Mr. Christmas.
Well, we are celebrating Christmas.
We are. I like this one. You have a smiley face and then another one with an X through it. So I'm not sure what that is, but I'm sure we'll get to that. Sorry, now I'm off track. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night, making little fires where they were cold. I made that sentence up. And behold, say behold.
Behold.
That's, I love that word. Because I talked about it a little bit last Friday, at the watch. But when the Bible says, behold, you better open your eyes. Mm-hmm. Look around. He's talking about revelation is coming often. Suddenly there is something supernatural will be happening. Behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were greatly afraid. And believe me, I have had some angelic experiences, and it will make every cell in your being tremble. And I often joke that if you have a real encounter with an angel, you will need immediately a new set of Pampers because it'll affect you. So there was every reason that they were greatly afraid. An angel of the Lord stood before, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. This is the supernatural glory. And in that realm, that's why we say, behold. Because in that realm, nothing is impossible with God. And some of you, I mean, we are members of the church. You're not only members, but you are immediately conscripted in the army of the Lord, whether you know it or not, you are in God's army. You have a purpose and a destiny. And most Christians in many situations are never discipled how to move in the anointing and the glory of God. How, when your best friend says, I'm brokenhearted, they told me my mama has cancer or something like, and then you say, you know what? As you know, come to know the glory. It is not a ritual or religious. You say, we're going to believe for your mother Amen. To be healed. And we're going to be in agreement. And, I mean, it's something, you are touching the power of God. And you are an ambassador of the presence of the glory of God. And remember, in the glory, it's not about you or me. But in the glory, nothing is impossible with God. So you find, when the angel comes to give Mary the message that she's going to be with child, he also adds, and with God. Because Mary said, how can this be? And it's, with God, nothing is impossible. So that's when she said, how can Mary have a baby and all of that without knowing him? Believe me, with God, nothing is impossible. And you want to become a person who totally believes it. And often I get the news, I get a prayer request on the phone, and that's my approach. It's not, I am conscripted in God's army, and I'm not trained. I should not be trained about seven reasons why God does not do that anymore. Mm-hmm. I want to slap that whoever it is, if he's in charge of church or whatever, say, my job is to believe that nothing is impossible with my God. And, you know, after they're dead 4 or 5 days, then God will take care of it. But until then, I'm going to pray. We're going to believe. Anyway, that's the realm. The glory shone. They were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, do not be afraid. Say, do not be afraid.
Do not be afraid.
Put your hand on your heart. Say, do not be afraid.
Do not be afraid.
And that this word was given 2,000 years ago, but I want to tell you the word of God is alive, active, and full of power, even today. So the angel is giving you a word even today saying, Hank, do not be afraid. Todd, do not be afraid. As we are praying for our brothers, sisters, whoever, God's saying about praying for your business, praying for your children at school, whatever.
Jesus.
That's one of the words God is giving you. It's coming with glory, saying, young mother, do not be afraid. My angel is with you.
Hallelujah.
When you send out, we have had the experience of sending our children to college. That was quite a big tearing experience for me as a papa who wants to, especially over my girls. My boys said, be blessed to go. No, I'll care for them. But with my girls, oh man, when I went, especially it affected me when my last child, Sarah, we sent her to college. She was far away. I mean, not far away, but 3 hours, 2.5 hours drive. And I cried all day long. I couldn't stop. Anyway, because my daughter was going to be distant. But I'll tell you, God hears our prayer, and we can say, we send an angel with my child. When you go to let him go, he went to kindergarten, and the first time they're away from home. Amen.
I was a little distracted. We just saw Martha Cook come in. Merry Christmas, Martha. It's so good to see you. Wow, you made that trek all the way over. Oh, wow, we love you. It's so good to see your beautiful face. Merry Christmas. How
Amen.
You doing? How's the family? Good. Doing all right. Good. Sorry,
the
Pastor.
Best. Yes.
It's family. I mean, you know.
I can see. The lights are bright often, but then her red hair. Shines out. Christmas. Yes. Red hair. Maybe next Christmas we can dye your hair red. All right. Now, you're taking...
Sorry,
I'm getting off track.
But I was so excited.
Yes.
I've been praying for her and, you know, in touch by phone, but it's so good to see her.
Amen. Now, they were in the same country, shepherds, living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. By the way, the shepherds, we have romanticized them, but in that culture at that time, they were the dregs. They were the lowest of the low. And they were not regarded well. And they could not, in legal court system in those days, shepherd's testimony was...
considered to be a little sketchy.
Yeah, they were. And yet, see the heart of God.
Oh, Jesus, you're so awesome, Lord.
The ones who are totally, the dregs of the earth, the Lord picks them to get the biggest blessing at Christmas. It's the shepherds.
Wow.
An angel of the Lord literally comes to them. Then the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy,
Hallelujah.
Which will be
Lord
to all people.
Jesus.
Great joy. Say great joy.
Great joy.
And I want to receive that word for myself, for my family, for you. Great joy. Say great joy.
Great joy.
Amen. It's supernatural. See, Nehemiah says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. It's supernatural divine energy coming to release joy for you and strength. And which will be to all people. Say all people.
All people.
That's the wonder of Christmas. This is for every family. You may be in Malaysia. You may be in South Africa. It doesn't matter whether you're in the Ukraine. There were some people I met in Seattle. They said, we just immigrated from this remote place on the earth that few people are here. And they came and said, by the way, your books are very well known in, what was it, Azerbaijan?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was Azerbaijan. And I said, I don't think so. I said, I read your book on prayer and fasting, and I started fasting. I said, I don't even know that they were ever there, but they were in Russian, and it had reached them. So anyway, hallelujah. For there is born to you in this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And those who will be assigned to you, you'll find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. I'll tell you, here is the baby. And he is on a mission. Talk about mission impossible. Tom Cruise even couldn't do this. To save every family on earth.
Wow.
Lord that Jesus. Baby is on a mission. Mission impossible.
Wow. Wow.
And
you know, Maheshin, the Gospel of John starts completely different from all the other Gospels. All the other Gospels tell the Christmas story of this narrative. And John's Gospel, in the beginning, was the Word. The Word be. And he sort of encapsulates the entire story and miracle and significance of the incarnation in what he opens his gospel with. And he also reiterates it in 1 John. But the Passion Bible says, we saw him with our very own eyes. We gazed upon him and heard him speak. Our hands actually touched him, the one who was from the beginning, the living expression of God. This life giver was made visible, and we have seen him. We testify to this truth. The eternal life giver lived face to face with the Father and has now dawned upon us. And so we proclaim to you what we have seen and heard about this life giver, that we may share and enjoy this life together. For truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus, the Anointed One. We're writing these things because we want to release to you our fullness of joy. This life-giving message we heard him share is still ringing in our ears.
Amen.
That's awesome.
Amen.
That is awesome. But the significance of the revelation of God in history, in the act of the incarnation, by the work of the Holy Spirit, is literally the prototype, because every single event of Jesus' mission after that, all the way through his death, burial, resurrection, is again the revelation of God with us. God with us.
Emmanuel.
The divine yes, God's divine yes on the human race.
Amen. And that's grace, grace, grace.
Amen.
By grace, you are saved. Not by works. And we see this baby, and the baby grows up and be the one who carries out his mission to save all mankind, all of us. Therefore, I mean, and that's the thing is, we as humans, not talking about it personally, but basically all of us have sinned. And so inside, we may not realize it, but we are rotting. That's why everybody needs salvation. That inside, however pretty we are, and even if you're noted by Google as the best-looking evangelist in the world, but we all have sinned and come short of the glory. Inside, we are all rotten, in a sense, as far as God is concerned. But Jesus was sent to totally transform each of us, through his blood. It's inside out. The change comes, transformation inside, and then it comes forth. And we have eternal life, all of that.
Thank
because
you.
This baby grows to have a total exchange. At Calvary,
thank you.
He exchanges. He takes your sins and the rottenness we may have
thank you,
and makes us whole. So you are, by the grace of God, healed and transformed into someone awesome, beautiful, and an eternal
thank
being
you,
who is going to celebrate
thank you,
in
Lord.
The realms of heaven. You are made near to God through the blood of Jesus Christ. So it's grace, grace. And this is the best Christmas present you and I can ever have is salvation in Jesus Christ. Praise God for other presents. But this is the present you are getting. And part of the package, that's why I was so delighted yesterday. I said, I got my present when I saw all these beautiful families I'd never seen before, but their faces showed they had been saved by the blood of Jesus. So it is by grace. And then the angel declares, fear not.
Amen, Lord.
And that word is for you today.
Yeah.
And until the doors of the portals of glory
yes.
open and receive you
Amen.
Into eternity, God says, don't be afraid. You are saved. You are a child of God. You are a son. You are a daughter of the King of Glory. Now and forever through his blood. You can't thank the Lord enough. Would you say that? Would you agree?
Mm-hmm.
You can't thank him enough for salvation.
Jesus.
I was. My family was Hindu, I know. I could trace back my ancestry 900 years. Just think. There, none of them knew Jesus. And in his mercy, he showed me the glory of Jesus Christ. So, sometimes some of us think, oh, man, I don't want to go to church and all that. I said, anytime the church is open, I will run and be there and worship and give thanks.
Thank you, Lord.
Because he is worthy. It's not about other people. I just want to be thankful. And this Christmas, it would be a good idea for us to make a fresh commitment to love on Jesus as never before, to thank him for your salvation. Today, I have good news of a great joy. And then Isaiah, connected to Isaiah 9:6, unto us a child is given, unto us a son is born. Child is natural, son is supernatural, who takes the exchange. And his mission is to be Savior. And the wise men come to worship him and offer gold and frankincense and myrrh. Now, angels are very much involved in this. I love the fact. Suddenly there was, verse 13, was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host. It's the armies of heaven.
Wow.
Multitudes. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands of angels, all shining bright.
Yeah.
I guess you would need your kind of glasses there, Katie, because it's so bright with the glory light of the Lord.
You know, while we were singing the Christmas carols today, and we were singing Hark the Herald Angels Sing and Glory to God in the Highest, all of that, I suddenly thought of Psalm 24, and I've never thought of Psalm 24 in the context of the appearance of the hosts of angels. But we know it's the one that says, lift up your heads, O gates. Be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in. And suddenly, the two mixed together for me. And I could see it was that, you know, he is the captain of hosts. And there they were, announcing to these shepherds that their commander-in-chief had just been born in that cave, in that manger there in Bethlehem. Awesome.
Amen.
Lift up your heads, O gates. The miracle and mystery and majesty of God and the way he does his business. And this one of God becoming flesh and doing it by a divine, miraculous work of the Holy Spirit in the intermingling and planting the God in Mary's womb. Just the incarnation itself speaks to us again and again of what you were saying, Pastor, about the sovereign grace of God. It's not anything that was done by the, you know, intentions or the will or the decision or the whim or the involvement or the capability of human beings. It was just solely a direct intervening act of God in his glory, on his own, deciding to do this great thing of reconciling the earth to himself, reconciling the human race. And in this miracle, we see the beginning of God revealing himself in his particular way of being God with us. What John said, he's tabernacled in our midst. We touched him, we've seen him, we've heard him. It's still ringing in our ears. This sound, this song of great joy, peace on earth, goodwill toward men.
Amen. And I had the thought about, I mean, you find here, verse 9, and behold, an angel of the Lord. Say, behold.
Behold.
An angel.
An angel.
Stood before them. And the angel says, now I'm going to connect you with this other scripture. It's, the angel is on a mission to bring forth the word from the glory. He's on a mission. I'm on a mission from God. And he says, do not be afraid. I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior. And then a multitude of the angels sing glory songs. And remember that song? Maybe we will sing it in a moment. But hark, the herald angels sing glory to the newborn king.
Wow.
Peace on earth, mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations, rise, join the triumph of the skies, with the angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing glory to the newborn king. I wanted to point out that these angels, there is a scripture in Hebrews chapter 1 talking about the angels, but to which of the angels said he at any time sit on my right hand until I make the enemies their footstool. And then he explains, are they not all ministering spirits, angels, sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Each of you, as you have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, you are an heir of salvation. Say, I'm an heir.
I'm an heir.
Of salvation.
Of salvation.
So, angels are sent to minister to you and to take care of your needs. There is an angel. Even right now, by faith, I receive angels to watch over my children.
Amen.
They may
Thank
be
you, Lord.
In California, or they may be out there in China on a mission, but you can
Thank you.
Call on angels to watch over your children and protect them. They are sent forth to minister for you and in you and to you. And there, I won't take the time to remind you of, I often joke, there is still a scar here that I have, that in 1970, perhaps the biggest tornado ever in history to hit the continental United States. I was in the middle of the tornado, and right in the middle center where 27 people were killed. And I heard a voice say, get up, 3 times. And I still was, I couldn't understand. And I couldn't see. The big giant body took me, lifted me, went till my feet were dangling.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I was a graduate student at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The biggest tornado.
Jesus.
You can look it up on Google, the Lubbock tornado. lifted me up and then plunked me, I mean, bodily lifted me and plunked me behind this giant couch. And that's when the biggest tornado hit that area, smashed every window. And where I had been sitting, it would have, the glass, I would have been decapitated. And the angel, just, and his body was around me. I could feel something warm over me. And then, but I was still struggling, and the piece of glass caught my hand, so I still have a scar. But the angel, that angel had been sent specifically by the Lord to protect one of his potential servants. At that time, I was just going to the university. But the Lord sent that angel on a mission. Wow. So there are angels.
Thank you.
Even today, I want to say, we receive those angels to bless you, to protect your children, cover your business, especially cover your children and grandchildren. So these are awesome beings of glory. Honor we receive today, angels, and welcome their ministry in 2019.
Amen.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. Peace on earth, mercy mild, God and sinners reconcile. Glory to God.
I think the next verse is speaking of the incarnation.
You want to read that?
Christ, by highest heaven adored, Christ, the everlasting Lord, late in time, behold him come. Sometimes it does seem like he comes late. Like when he came to Lazarus, to Mary and Martha.
Oh, sorry.
And sometimes in our lives, it's the 11th hour or 1 minute before midnight. Late in time, behold him come, and we also proclaim over you for 2019 that the Lord will come in time. Suddenly, just in time, he will appear. Behold, offspring of the favored one, veiled in flesh, the Godhead see. Hail, the incarnate deity, pleased as man with men to dwell. Jesus, our Emmanuel.
That's great. Jesus, our Emmanuel. Let's stand. Amen. Thank you, Father. We're going to join saying this Christmas. So wonderful.
Thank you, Lord.
To be able to worship the King of Kings.
Thank you, Lord.
That's part of your destiny and purpose. Put your hands up. The angels would say, this is a hold up.
I surrender.
Amen. Say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Today,
we declare
Jesus
is
our Emmanuel.
Our Emmanuel.
God with us.
God with us.
We thank you, Father.
We thank you, Father.
For this truth.
For this truth.
We do honor.
We honor.
Our Lord.
Our Lord.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Our Emmanuel.
Our Emmanuel.
Be with us.
Be with us.
Today, and this coming season, and the new year
of 2019.
I thank you.
I'm an heir
of salvation, and I receive
angels
who have been sent to minister to me
for me,
and I release
angels.
To watch over my children.
My grandchildren.
Members of my family. And I thank you, Jesus. For coming.
Saving me.
Reconciling me. I am an heir. I am of the chosen generation.
I'm of the chosen generation.
I'm a king.
I'm a king.
And a priest.
And a priest.
Now give all glory.
We give all glory.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory.
Yes.
Amen. Merry Christmas. Turn to your neighbor. Say, Merry Christmas. Hallelujah.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.